Grand jury declines to indict woman who threatened Trump. A grand jury has declined to indict a woman who threatened President Donald Trump on social media, her lawyers said on September 1. It's at least the third time a grand jury has recently turned down charges presented by federal prosecutors in Washington. A grand jury has now found no probable cause to indict Ms. Jones on the charged offenses, lawyers representing Natalie Rose Jones said in a September 1 motion. Jones, 50, was arrested and charged in August after a series of posts on Facebook, including one in which she wrote, "I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS." The woman, who had recently moved to New York from Indiana, also told Secret Service agents during an interview that she would kill Trump if she had the opportunity, according to court filings. On August 16, though, she told agents she had no intent to harm anyone, including the president, her attorneys wrote in the filing on Monday. Jones consented to a search of her vehicle, which turned up no weapons, and there is no evidence she ever attempted to possess weapons, the attorney said. They briefly acknowledged her social media posts, but did not quote from or contest their legitimacy. Instead, the attorneys said Jones should be released on personal recognizance because of the grand jury's decision not to indict. Given that finding, the weight of the evidence is weak. The government may intend to try again to obtain an indictment, but the evidence has not changed and no indictment is likely, they said. For this reason, the court should release Ms. Jones on her personal recognizance to appear if required. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro had announced the charges against Jones, stating that threatening the life of the president is one of the most serious crimes and one that will be met with swift and unwavering prosecution. A Washington, D.C. grand jury refused to indict someone who threatened to kill the president of the United States, Pirro told the Epoch Times via email. Her intent was clear, traveling through five states to do so. She even confirmed the same to the U.S. Secret Service. This is the essence of a politicized jury. The system here is broken on many levels. Instead of the outrage that should be engendered by a specific threat to kill the president, the grand jury in D.C. refuses to even let the judicial process begin. Justice should not depend on politics. A grand jury in Washington separately declined to indict Sean Dunn, a former federal employee who was arrested in August for throwing a sandwich at a Customs and Border Protection agent. Prosecutors chose to downgrade the felony charge of assault to a misdemeanor. Unlike felonies, misdemeanors do not require approval from grand juries. On the other hand, misdemeanors carry lesser penalties. In another recent case, three grand juries declined to indict Sidney Reed, who allegedly pushed the hand of an FBI agent while he was helping to transport an accused gang member and illegal immigrant to federal immigration agents, prosecutors said in a filing. They charged Reed with a misdemeanor. She has pleaded not guilty.